Truly, I believe in truth. Truly, I believe in truth. All truth goes through three steps. First, it is ridiculed. Next, it is violently opposed. And finally, it is accepted as self-evident. We know the story of the Big Bang. We know that it was created by a scientist and that it was based upon certain things that seemed to be true and seemed to be right. But all the other scientists said, hey, that's not too cool. That is not really so. That is not wonderful. The little children, they accepted it readily because the story was done so beautifully, so comprehensively. And then the National Geographic did a great big picture story about the Big Bang theory and made it so real and so beautiful. And now scientists are coming around to saying, yes, that's just one of those things that is so, and they are accepting it as self-evident. They're accepting it as something that stands forth as it really is. Now, what made up that truth? How did that truth come into being? Was it always there? Was the Big Bang concept always there? Was it always something that existed in the universe? Did it always have reality? Will it always exist? Or will some concept or some theory come into being? You know, it's just called a theory. Will some theory just come into being that'll replace it? They've been trying to do that with all the various things that Einstein has brought forth over his entire lifetime. They've tried to disprove everything he's done. And of course, this is what science is all about, trying to disprove what other people are saying is true. And it just gives them, I guess, something to do. It gives them something to work on and something to come up with, an idea that might be significant for them. Well, is this the way it has to be? Does it first have to go through these three steps of being ridiculed and being violently opposed and finally being accepted as self-evident? I know with many of the students of the University of Healing, students who've been with us 30 years, 40 years, and more. These students are dedicated, beautiful students. They've studied all the courses. They've read all of the books at the University of Healing. They've done all the work, or at least they've done a good portion of it. And they, within their heart, say, I believe, I believe, I believe. And then they're experiencing things like Einstein experienced. Other people come along with new theories, with new concepts, with new ideas, and say, hey, that's not so cool. What you've learned is not true. That we are violently against it. We are opposed to it. And then they try to ridicule it. They try to put you down. They try to say that you're not God. And everything is God. If we're going to interpret God as being everything, and God created everything, and everything that God created is God, and so therefore we are God. Now, that we don't realize it, that we are not aware of it, that we do not utilize the reality that we are God, we are still God. We may try to do things that prove to us that we're not, and all we're doing is just saying we're violently opposed to it. We are ridiculing it. And the day will come when that ridicule and that violent opposition will cease, and we will know. Science has told us this time and again, that the point in time comes in every man's being, in every consciousness, where it stops ridiculing things, it stops opposing things, and starts saying, all right, this is what I believe. And since it's what I believe, I'm going to put it into motion, and I'm going to experience it, and I'm going to be it, and I'm going to love it, and I'm going to have it, and then it is so. We have philosophers and philosophies by gazoo, by the thousands, by the millions. In fact, every single individual is a philosopher. Every single individual has his, her own philosophy by which they live, and it is ever changing. It's never the same, because new evidence comes into their consciousness and says, hey, this is an idea. How does that sound to you? And they may say yes or no, but they consider it. Now, even if you consider an idea, even if you consider any concept by any person, and even if you're opposed to some concepts and you are in favor of other concepts, all that means is that you have not come up with your own belief structure, your own consciousness, your own attitude, your own truth. What is true for you? Is the Big Bang Theory true for you? Is the theory of relativity true for you? Is it true that today is a lovely day and tomorrow is not a lovely day? Did you wake up this morning and say, wow, what a lovely day. I'm surrounded by my family. I'm here visiting them at Christmas time, and it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to be with them. And then a few days after Christmas, you go back home, back to your normal routine again, and you're not surrounded by your family. You can be surrounded by them whenever you think about them, but here I am back in the humdrum life of my everyday world. Now, what is the truth? Can I be with my family all the time in my mental attitude? Can I think that I am with them? Can I, whenever I choose to? Oh, I can go about my everyday work. I can love my everyday work and delight in my everyday work and enjoy everything that I'm doing every day. But the truth is, I can be wherever I want to be in my thought. I can be wherever I like, but I'm not. You protest, I protest, we protest, we protest. Hey, we're not there, we're here. But you are there whenever you think of being there, because that is how it is. The now is the experience that you have in doing whatever in this instant, in this nowness that you are thinking about. And if you are thinking about being with your family at Christmas time and how wonderful it is and how lovely the sharing is and how great the meal together was and how all these things are, you can think that and you can relive it, and you do think it and you do relive it because it is part of you. Now, what is the truth about you? Is the truth that you are no longer visiting with your family at Thanksgiving, visiting with your family at Christmas, visiting with your family at any time? What is the truth? What is the truth? When you think of the Big Bang Theory, are you experiencing the Big Bang Theory again and again and again? In a manner of speaking, yes. You're re-experiencing it. It's the truth for you. And then some other lovely scientist comes along and brings out another concept, brings out another theory, and he proposes that theory in most beautiful terms, and pretty soon the scientific community says, yes, that's true. Yes, that's true, even though it wasn't true before. Is gravity a reality? Is it something we have to live with? Do they have anti-gravity machines? Is there an area in life where there is no gravity? Is gravity only relative to another object like the Earth or the Sun or the Moon or the stars? Each has gravity of its own sort. Each gravity is quite different depending upon the size of the globe, the size of the star, the Moon, the Sun. Depending upon them, the gravity depends upon them. And it sends out this energy, this attitude, which is called gravity. And these attitudes that are called gravity are attitudes that we live by. They're truths. All truth goes through three steps. First, it's ridiculed. Next, it's violently opposed. And finally, it's accepted as self-evident. It would seem to me that each one of us is our own teacher. Each one of us is our own reality. Each one of us is divine. Each one of us is God. So, if we want to really have a happy life and a happy world, we go in ourself, in our intuitive self, in our intellectual self, in our inspirational self, and we say, what is truth for me? And then we will listen, and we will find that what is truth for me is not always truth for everyone, but it's where I am right now. And might it change? Quite possible. So long as I'm living on the human world, things are constantly changing. In the absolute or the divine world, which I have really no concept about, it never changes. There, it is always reality. There is only my thought. And my thought is that I am divine. I am the allness. That is my truth. That is the truth that I believe in. I am divine. All truth goes through three steps. First, it's ridicule. Oh, I can't be divine. I'm not smart enough to be divine. I'm not divine enough to be divine. No, anybody who says they're divine is crazy, violently opposing it. Anyone who says they're divine is completely out of their gourd. They belong in a mental institution. They're just not with it at all. And then finally, as with the saints and as with all geniuses and as with all being, I say, I am divine. And not fighting it, but loving it and living it. And pretty soon, when I'm fighting it without loving it, being divine, which I am, will be revealed in my life in every way, in every shape, in every form. And I will be so fulfilled. I will be so complete. I will be so magical. Because I don't think of yesterday or tomorrow or even now. I only think of the is. I think of the immortality and the reality of all that is. And I live in that sense of absolute goodness, that sense of oneness, that sense of truth. And because I do, it is so fantastic, nothing can compare to it. I believe in truth. And all truth goes through three steps. First, it's ridiculed. Next, violently opposed. And finally, it is accepted as self-evident. And when it is accepted as self-evident, how great, how grand, how glorious that is, how absolutely marvelous that is. And what a wonderful realization I realize for myself. Now is the acceptable time for me to believe in truth and believe it as self-evident now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.